program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're here live from the fabulous Sabadell Financial Center lobby, where we are hosting the Greater Miami Federation's 19th annual Sunset Over Miami charity and real estate event. I was on the first committee 19 years ago when I was 10 years old, and here we are again. We got our team with us, and we're going to go out and get our first guest. We're going to talk to a whole bunch of thought leaders about charity, about real estate, about what's going on here in Miami. So stick with us on Facebook Live and also on 880 AM. I'm going to tell Wanda, I'm going to give her the heads up. We're going to get ready. We're going to go. And when we come back, we're going to have Arden Carson. We're going to talk about great stuff that can impact your life in a positive way today. So stick with me here today on Freedom Business, live from Sunset Over Miami, from the Greater Miami Jewish Federation. Back to you, Wanda.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Freed.
Oh yeah, it feels good. I'm ready to roll. Oh yeah, you know it feels good, and you know what else feels good when I drive around in my Warren Henry Automotive? That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, rear cap service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. Hey, everybody, don't forget, when your loan doesn't fit into the square box, if you're a little bit confused at your lender, they really aren't helping you out. Well, if you need some help, give me a call at 305-773-6300, because I can help. The folks at Spectrum Mortgage, we've been in business for 30 years. Bob and Milvie know how to get the deals done, and I know how to help them. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Non-resident foreign alien, that means you're Brazilian, Argentinian, Colombian, Nicaraguan, Canadian, doesn't matter. I can help you get a loan. Did you do a short sale? You thought you could get a loan? You probably can't without a little help. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Heat player on an annual contract probably needs my help too. So you got to come and call 305-773-6300. Spectrum Mortgage, give us a call, because when you call 305-773-6300, you get me. And when you get me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back here with Fried on Business. We're doing it live from the Sunset over Miami, the annual real estate networking event at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation. It's being held on Brickell. There's still time to get here and register. We're at the Sabadell Financial Center, so come on in. It's the best attended one, and one of the reasons is because of the chair people. And we've got one of the chair people with us right now, Arden Carson from the Related Group. Arden, what's your title over there at the Related? I don't want to give you a promotion and get George all angry at me.
Well, I'm Senior Vice President in the Condo Division.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I have a couple of projects I'm responsible for.
Which ones?
Brickell Heights, and I'm working on a new project in Wynwood.
Oh, yeah? You're doing that deal with who? Who's your partner?
Tony Cho.
Oh, the man, Tony Cho, Mr. Wynwood. That sounds pretty cool. So why don't you do me this? Why don't you tell me a little bit about your new project in Wynwood, a little bit about Brickell Heights, but I want to start with what made you get involved with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation function that we're having here today?
Well, I've been involved with Federation for many years, but what really sparked my involvement in this particular event was attending the Federation's real estate mission in Israel in the spring.
Oh, wow.
And through that, I just realized that I needed to spend more time combining my passions for real estate and community service, and this is a great way to do that.
Well, tell me a little bit about that mission to Israel that you went on. It sounded like you went with a whole bunch of folks. Maybe we can get some more of them when you're done. You can go get them over here. I can talk to them, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
We had 40 real estate leaders, and we visited some real estate developments. We got to know one another. We furthered the Federation mission of supporting some of the agencies the Federation is involved with. And it was just great networking, and the folks who we spent a week with are now very dear friends.
So why are you involved with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation?
I'm involved with the Federation because I think they do wonderful things in the community, and it's an honor to be involved.
Jack, come on in here for a minute. We got Jack Carson. That's Mr. Arden Carson for those of you listening at home. Jack, first of all, I want to thank you for supporting Arden and her work here in the community.
She's the best.
Well, I don't think I could ask for anything better than that. How about her projects?
They're the best, too, but really, she's the best.
All right, give her back the mic. You've done your role now. Arden is now smiling and happy, and I hope you can see that smile through the radio because we sure can hear. Now, Arden, tell me a little bit about what people can expect here at the event tonight.
Well, it's more of a social event. We just want to do some outreach within the community. This is not an event where people will be solicited for money. We do have some great sponsors, and they made this event happen. And the money that we raise will go and support the Federation mission within the community.
So who are some of the sponsors?
Some of the sponsors, oh, wow, I don't have my list in front of me.
Oh, I don't either, so that's okay. We know some of them are Greenberg Traurig, Bills and Sundberg. I'll bet your Related Group is in there. Why don't you name a couple that are easy, and I'll go get my folder.
Sure. CB Cushman and Wakefield. We have Vagabond Properties. We have Blanca Real Estate. Just trying to see if I can find some of my friends here. We have Sapuznik, we have City National Bank, we have The Collection.
Sapuznik, Rachel's listening.
I'm sorry,
that's
Rachel.
Okay.
Kaufman and Rossen, Kent Security, Wells Fargo. I mean, it's really a who's who of the Miami corporate community.
Yeah, and I know when we started like 19 years ago, Greater Miami Jewish Federation, everybody thought that you needed to be Jewish to go. Now it's a whole room full of just people. Everybody, they've even making paninis there. I guess they don't have ham in the panini, though.
And what's so great about this event is it really is it bridges the different decades and generations of real estate professionals.
Oh,
so
thanks.
You have some veterans like us. You have folks who are the up-and-comers.
I remember when I tried to get the veterans to come and they wouldn't come, so I'm coming now that I guess I'm a veteran.
Yeah, so it's really nice to see that we're passing the baton to the next generation of real estate professionals.
I know a number of people that are coming just so that they can meet you because they want to learn a little bit more about what you do at Related and how they can do deals with you. Now, Arden, let's talk a little bit about Brickell Heights. Brickell Heights is topped off. Have you started closing units in there?
We haven't started. We're definitely getting to that point. We're finishing units, and we're on target to start closings in the first quarter of 2017.
Wow, that's awesome. And we know that one of your approved lending agencies is Spectrum Mortgage, so I want to thank you for giving us the assignment there. We really do enjoy working with you and the Related Group, although, well, There is no although. You're just terrific to work with.
Well, likewise, we've known each other for a long time and happy to support one another.
Oh, this is great. Now, we've only got a couple more minutes in this segment left, so let's talk about your new deal, Wynwood. It's a shift in product type, a shift in market type. Tell us what's the thoughts behind Wynwood and the type of units you're doing in Wynwood.
Well, the project is going to be called W House, and it's located on 28th and Northwest 1st Avenue.
A Wynwood house.
Yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
It took me a minute. I'm not that bright.
Well, actually, it's a name that we've used in some other projects. Not W House, but the house
Brick
portion.
House or, yeah.
And it's a smaller scale project. It's 12 stories at its greatest height. And we actually have our parking structure on the east side of 28th Street, and we have our residential tower with our amenity deck on the west side. And it's going to be a great project for Wynwood, literally one block from Northwest 2nd Avenue and right off of 29th Street. And we're just very excited. It's going to be smaller units. Most of our units are under 600 square feet. And this will be one of the first condo projects in the Wynwood area. But there's so much going on, so much excitement, so much attention, and we're convinced it's going to be a home run.
I think it's going to be an absolute winner. You've got people that want to live there, people that don't want to travel anymore, people that work there, and I think people that play there. And I think that it's just now that people can rent there, I think that people are going to want to live there, and you'll give them something that's affordable that they can live in. And I think that's just an absolutely super thing. I think it's good for the community. I think it's good for related. I think it's good for women. And gosh darn it, I think it's good for me. And isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely.
Actually, so, it's not. But.
So, Jim, thank you for doing this live broadcast here from the Federation event, and you know, we're thrilled with what you are doing in the community, and
Thank
you really
you.
Are the go-to in terms of being on top of all the business activities and really reaching out into the community. So thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you so much, Art and Carson. I want to thank you so much. Wanda, we're going to go to a break. I'm going to go get another guest, so we're giving Wanda the heads up. Wanda, get ready, we're going to break. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take it away, Wanda. Wanda, thank you for playing my favorite Elvis song. Hey, you know what else I love? I love my friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, and you get key replacement service. My gosh, that's just great stuff. You know, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, where do you go when your traditional bank says no, when your loan won't fit into the standard box, it's not really a Fannie Mae approved loan? Well, you need to call the folks at Spectrum Mortgage. Milvie and Bob have been in the business for 25 years. I work with them. We originate this stuff. If you're a non-resident foreign alien, we can bank you. That's right. If you're buying a condo and you're from Brazil or Colombia or Venezuela, Argentina, doesn't matter. Canada, we can help you get your non-resident alien condo loan. So if you need a condo loan, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're also the biggest, one of the oldest private lenders here in Florida as well. I'm closing a deal right now where we're doing it as a private loan. It's going to be a six-unit apartment deal in Little Havana. It's a great deal, so make sure you give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, 305-773-6300. Call me, Jim Fried, at that number, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. We're back at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation Sunset Over Miami 19th Annual. Jay Masterman, one of the original chairs, just walked by. We're here with Nicole Neisman from Shimon. Yeah, that's okay. I get the names wrong all the time. And Scott Walder, they're the vice chairman here. We're going to talk a little bit about what they do and why they got involved. We'll start with Nicole. Nicole, where do you work and why'd you get involved with Federation? She needs a microphone to talk to the world here.
Thank you, Jim. I'm with 13 Floor Investments, and I chose to get involved with Federation and Sunset Over Miami because I think it's a brilliant intersection of real estate and Jewish values. And in this town of Miami, that happens to be an intersection that comes together quite frequently.
That's like Main and Main?
It's like Main and Main.
Did you do a deal at Main and Main?
Absolutely.
Did you do a deal at the intersection of Federation? What was the other, real estate? I think she would.
I think we know
the answer now. Scott?
Jewish values and real estate.
So, Scott, tell us what you do and why you got involved with Federation.
Sure. So I work at HFF, Capital Markets Advisor, across all property
I know who
types.
You should call for a private loan.
Okay. Ghostbusters?
Yeah, exactly. Keep going.
And
your segment's ending.
And really looking forward to being here tonight. And I would have to kind of echo Nicole's sentiment that really Federation has been a total, you know, benefit from both a real estate and a, you know, religious belief, you know, perspective.
Spirituality.
So, spiritual, yeah.
High five.
Spiritual perspective.
Doesn't
exactly.
have to be Jewish, just can be spiritual. People get the connection with spirituality. Now, Nicole, 13th Floor, what is 13th Floor doing? You know, it's the market's changing gears. 13th Floor is nimble and creative. What are you guys seeing going on, and how are you adapting your business to deal with the potential opportunities? You've got 30 seconds.
So, you know, as you know well, Jim, 13th Floor is really, I like to call it a value add or opportunistic investor, which means as the market changes and as the opportunity set shifts, you know, we are all attuned to being opportunistic at that particular time for a different opportunity. So we've been very engaged in the condo market over the last while. We, I think, all are aware that that reality is shifting and are now looking at opportunities to add value via retail, mixed use, public-private partnerships. So we believe that the opportunity set is substantial, and we're ready to play ball.
Well, hold it. There's a guest, special guest has just joined me here. Vivian Fried is just in the house. Vivian, let me give you a kiss. I love you, girlfriend. Okay, Scott, so let's hear a little bit about you. What are you doing today with HFF as the market's shifting? What are you doing at HFF to take advantage of the shifting markets?
Sure. So a lot of liquidity out there still. I think we're definitely finding a little more challenging from what I would, you know, categorized as our traditional lending sources, but things continue to, you know, find a home. It just, it may cost a little more. That cap rate may be a little more compressed. Yields may be a little tighter, but people are still out there, acquiring what they believe to be a long-term, long-term value and find deals and find great sources for capital.
Well, it seems to me that you're doing the exact opposite of what Nicole is doing. So, Nicole, if the capital markets are seeking stability and they're seeking stable and you're seeing continuing decreases in cap rates, then how are you finding value-add opportunities?
So it's certainly becoming more of a challenging time to find opportunistic ways to get involved. That said, there are always going to be dislocations in the market. There are always going to be arbitrage opportunities with a watchful eye and sort of a creative mind. So despite some stabilizing that's taken place from a cap rate and capitalization perspective, you know, we've still found that there's ways to identify arbitrage opportunities through creativity.
So you're really in real estate arbitrage is what you do.
I think that's a fair statement.
Well, high five to you. I think we just got a new elevator speech going here now. So, Scott, as the market changes, you know, Nicole thinks she's going to find some value-add opportunities. We know they'll be tougher and tougher to do. So I think you need to have elbow grease, and I think that they're going to need to work on deals that are called off-market but aren't necessarily off-market. Do you at HFF work on deals that are not necessarily widely marketed?
We do, and that's becoming a bigger part of our business. And, you know, finding value for, you know, people off market is definitely something that some of our sellers, you know, may not love, but it's something that our buyers certainly appreciate. And if you're able to, you know, time is money, and so if we are able to kind of strike a deal off market or bring someone something that, you know, is right in their bailiwick, we absolutely have been doing that. And we've done a number of off-market opportunities now more than ever in 2016.
So. Now, how about, we talked about capital markets, we talked about the institutions. There's got to be a lot of pressure for value add. We heard Nicole talking about value add. Where do you think the market in, you cover Florida or South Florida?
Florida.
Okay, what market in Florida do you think is ripest for current, still decent opportunities, and then for value-add opportunities? Two different questions. You can pick two different markets.
Sure. So, you know, I would say, you know, for...
Nicole's
for,
listening. You better get it right.
I hear you. For value-add opportunities, you know, I would say that we still have been finding a lot of value, you know, on the West Coast, on the Treasure Coast markets. And so we've been pretty active in markets like Naples and Sarasota. We've been finding a lot of good value in the Florida Keys. And, you know, high
good value in the Florida Keys,
high barrier to entry markets, and, you know, people are paying big numbers, but, you know, again, long-term value, long-term perspective,
risk adjusted. Am I going to have to throw that in there?
Risk adjusted returns are the goal. You know, and then I would say
Manny must love you.
Absolutely. So, you know, listen, it's costing, you know, players a little bit higher in terms of, you know, the overall capital. And we're definitely finding non-traditional real estate sources, debt funds, and bridge lenders kind of come in and fill that void in the marketplace. So,
yeah, Nicole, it looks like your party is really starting to pick up at 6:30. I know you guys do have to do some speeches. You got a couple of more minutes left. So if somebody was going to serve up the deal of the year to you, what would it look like, Nicole? And I guarantee you one thing, Holiday Finoglio is trying to get it to you right now.
Off market.
Oh, high five. I love a man who plays ball.
That's a good one, Scott. So the deal of the year, I mean, I know that this radio cast is public, so I really want to be careful about what I say here, given
only,
the arbitrage
only
nature.
Thousands of people listen, not hundreds of thousands, so don't worry.
I know that the audience here is a big room.
They're all going to actually steal every one of your ideas, Nicole. That's why I never talk about what I'm doing on the radio. But go right ahead. Actually, I talk about everything I'm doing on the radio. It was the joke. People don't steal your ideas. They think you know what you're doing, and they want to bring you the idea. So the people that are listening, many of them are practitioners and professionals. So why don't you tell them what you're looking for? You never know. It could come in through the front door.
You know, I think today buying cash flow is something that's very, very attractive in places that are continuing to grow and continuing to show value. I think in particular, given the pricing environment, identifying structured opportunities, whether that be through partnering with an owner or structuring a ground lease or identifying some opportunity to structure the buy, creates a situation where it's a little bit more feasible to get the transaction done. But in general, you know, looking for good opportunities with cash flow that have value add components that allow you to exercise that optionality in the future.
So if somebody was investing in a horizontal infrastructure deal, and they thought they were getting mid-teens returns and they were going to offer you a piece of that deal, would that be something you'd do? Not that I'm working on that.
So, you know, at 13th floor.
Well, you could talk at a different time.
We can talk separately.
That was a poke.
But look, in every environment, there's opportunity.
Okay, that's what I really wanted to hear. That's what the smart person says. The smart person realizes that there's always opportunity on everything. Nicole, I know you've got to go make your speech, so you go. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. Hope you had fun, because it's really all about having fun. Scott, go tell Manny you deserve a raise, all right? Get out of here. Tell him I told you that. He'll just cluck his. Now we've got Jay Masterman. Jay Masterman's a big investor here. Jay just going to come in for a couple minutes and fill in for Nicole. Nicole didn't even have to mention the sponsor. She got off easy. Jay Masterman's here. He's with Rivergate. What do you call it? Rivergate Management, Jay?
Rivergate Companies.
Jay. Rivergate Companies. That's because you do more than just manage, right?
That's correct.
What else do you do?
Well, we have three companies. We have property management, Rivergate KW Management, which is luxury apartments. We have about 7,000 units in the southeast. We build urban infill self-storage, which is South Florida, California, New England right now. And then with Eden Multifamily with Jay Jacobson.
Oh, he touched me. Oh, my God.
We have several for inspiration, Jim.
It was. It was great. It was like a transmission of positive energy. It was awesome.
Nothing more than that, Jim.
It was great.
It was a support.
It was great. I did. I got the emotional support that was required.
Yeah, but thank you for asking.
So now you go and you do this with partners, or is this all your own capital? How do you capitalize these deals?
Great question. Three separate operating partners, all where we put on our own capital, and then we raise third-party capital for the heavy lifting equity. And we have right now many family offices, Jim, as you're aware. That's been a big area that you've been involved with.
I heard you had a big visitor from Boston came in today to say hello.
Yes.
You called me on the way over. That's how I knew.
Exactly. And so those are the types of investment groups. We work with the institutions as well as the family offices. And, we enjoy.
Now, how are you finding deal flow? Because it's very difficult. Nicole's in value add. There's not a lot of value add deals going on. A lot of the families that I know have turned to doing new development deals to create the yields that they need to attract risk-based capital. What are you seeing?
It's a good question. There's a gentleman named Thomas Barak with Colony Capital, who is a major guy.
Used to work for Sonneblick.
So he said right now the market is priced to perfection. So it is very difficult to buy deals in the market because the pricing is it where it should be. And what happens, Jim, is the profit is priced into deals. So that's been an issue. The second thing is we found really the momentum is development. We're able to create it ground up. It's way more difficult at the level of difficulty. And we're trying to be in spaces like storage where many others aren't. So that's been our part of our answer.
Now, Jay, if you were going to pick a market to do your deals in, and it's going to be three different markets because you're doing three different types of deals, what is your preferred geographic focus for each of the three different product types?
For multifamily, Jim, for Eden Multifamily, South Florida is really our home. And what we're trying to do here is trying to go into markets that are not, at this time, overcrowded. Our NOMA multifamily project in North Miami is great because there's only one other project under construction at this time, and you serve the Aventura market. That's one example. On the storage front, we have 10 deals under construction, another 5 in the pipe.
Somebody's hammer's busy.
Yes, but we're looking at California now. So we signed a joint venture for L.A. and San Francisco, Oakland, and New England. And those markets have very high barriers to entry, extremely difficult to enter in. Lots of thresholds, pricing is high, but it does create an opportunity. Those are the markets we're looking at.
Oh, that's great, Jay. Now, if somebody wanted to do business with you, is there an opportunity for, say, a family to get involved with you? How would they find you?
They call you, Jim.
Yeah, I love you, Jay. That's exactly what they would do. Now, one last question, Jay. You know, you and I have been involved with this. We were on the first committee that threw a sunset over Miami. Why is it that you get involved with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation?
Well, lots of reasons, Jim. You know, it's a great cause. Our monies go to help the community. They get spread out through the community in terms of all the different fundraising events. We get to touch base at all these events with all our friends. We don't get to see every day.
No, it's a great concentration of good real estate folks. George, how you doing?
The event hasn't started yet. I just walked in the door and saw 10 people I know that I had to go.
Oh, that's because the VIPs are here and you're a VIP, Jay.
Well, and... You know, Jim, it's just it's a nice thing to be involved with. There's a lot of great people involved in Federation here along the Real Estate Committee. And it's been that way for years. And the new crop comes in every year. They run the conferences and everything.
I'm thrilled.
And you and I show up. And
well, when when we were young, the old people didn't show up. So we're at least living up to what our old complaint was. We're at least coming to the event so people can see us.
As you know, Jim, the millennials are now ruling the world. And so, you know, I always say I'm the oldest living millennial in creation.
I'm right there with you. Jay Masterman, Rivergate Companies, real estate business person, entrepreneur, and can I just say my good friend, Jay Masterman. Wanda, we're getting close to it. I'm going to have Vivian Fried is here. We're going to talk to Vivian after the half hour. We'll get some more folks that are here with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation. We'll continue here live from the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, Sunset Over Miami, broadcasting live as Facebook is coming in and out on us. But we will stick with you. It's going to be a great show. I want to say hey to Lewis. I want to say hello to George, all of my other good folks, Chris, everybody there. Thank you for sticking with us while we have the technical issues with Facebook Live. I'm going to toss it to Wanda. Wanda, we're going to start going around, and then we're going to go back. So, Wanda, take it away. Wanda, I'm back. All right. Hey, everybody. That's right. If you are looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, where are you going to go if your loan doesn't fit into the square box? If it's not Fannie Mae approved, if it's just you need some help getting your loan done, you give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. We're one of the largest and oldest private lenders in Florida. We also do loans for non-resident foreign aliens. If you're from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Colombia, it doesn't matter. That's right. You can be from Brazil, from Canada. Hey, maybe you did a short sale in the United States. We can help you get financed. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Up to $10-15 million. I'm doing a finance now of a construction deal in Little Havana for 6 units, apartment building. So give me a call, 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Busy in the MIA. We're looking at stopped traffic on the Turnpike Extension southbound from 41st towards Tamiami Trail. Also stopped traffic on 395 westbound between Biscayne and 95. And we're jammed up on the Dolphin westbound between 95 and 27th Avenue. And an accident in Broward where we're slow rolling on 95 southbound around Oakland Park Boulevard towards Sunrise. That's your South Florida traffic.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic. Weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with another thought leader in real estate and another donor here at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, Lyle Sharif. Lyle is a deal maker, businessman, makes it happen north of downtown here in Miami. Lyle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, Lyle, you've been making the market up north of downtown for a while, up along Biscayne Boulevard. What are you seeing going on as Biscayne Boulevard continues to evolve?
You know, Biscayne is an interesting area because of all the residential homes that are to the east of it, and it's a neighborhood, and it's a neighborhood in the making. We, you know, travel up and down it regularly, and there's just an incredible amount of movement coming from other neighborhoods that have been priced a lot more expensive than the Boulevard, and people are looking for alternative areas. And again, you know, 50,000 cars a day traveling on that thoroughfare makes it a very viable location for any business, just for exposure.
Oh yeah, plus they go to and from downtown, so there's another great different flow like that. So it seems like it's an absolutely amazing place to do business. Now, you've got a pretty dominant brokerage up there. What are you seeing as far as rental rates go?
You know, that's a good question. Rental rates, you know, and I'm going to go into this and talk about the market.
Good. I want you to talk about the market. I'm trying to lead you good questions so you can give some good info.
So what happens? People always come up to me and they go, how's the market? And that's a relevant question. The market is the market, and I always consider the market very good. And my answer is it's a great market. But the question is, do you have a landlord on the other end who's willing to recognize what the real market is and allow a tenant to pay a rent that is an amount that will allow them to make business and be able to stay in their space and have a viable existence in there. And so the big question is, how is the market? The market is right now coming to reality, in my opinion.
Oh, so is the meeting of the minds starting to happen?
Well, we have some intelligent landlords that are trying to get ahead of the curve and recognize what's inevitable. Rates coming down, you know, you can only go so high until somebody can't pay their rent.
Sure. Well, you want a viable tenant. You want your tenant to be healthy. And well, I got to believe if you're the landlord, you should be all about your tenant, really.
Well, it's reality now, because what happened is before there was a lot of trading, and trading was being done on cap rates, on if-come, and financing was being done on all of these rates that they were projecting to get that weren't really viable rates. So now you have landlords that are saying, Lyle, get me tenants. I need cash flow. And I'm like, here we go. This is what we do. This is what we're good at. We won't give it away, but we'll get you what we believe is a rate that will be good for both parties, both the tenant and the landlord.
Well, isn't that what it's all about? Creating a healthy ecosystem so that everybody can make business? Because I got to believe if tenants are coming in and going out and coming in and going out, that the landlord doesn't want to own the space, that's becoming a bad space for tenants.
They've been coming and going for a very long time. But again, people who are long-term players that own properties that have basises that they're able to offer spaces at lower rents than the guy who overpaid. You know, this is where we're going, and we're going to bring them tenants, and we're going to do our job, and we hope that more people will pick up on this, and we can say it's a great market and build these neighborhoods with businesses that'll be there to stay for a long time.
What are a couple of tenants you've recently put into the neighborhood that people would recognize?
I mean, important tenants. I mean,
yeah,
they're all important. I mean, we've done the Panther Coffee. We've done.
Well, that's a good tenant.
We've done. We did Pollo Tropical. That's going to be opening up on 67th and Biscayne, which
is about time. You get a little pressure off the store on Biscayne and 30, well, whatever it is.
We caught a little bit of heat from some locals thinking that Biscayne Boulevard wasn't a neighborhood that should have the Pollo Tropical in that neighborhood. And we then have a whole nother group that think it's the best thing that's ever happened, affordable food that everybody really eats that doesn't want to admit.
Oh, my God, I eat that every night. It's the one in Edgewater is right at the top of my street. And my wife stops there. She picks up my this and that.
So you'll know that this Pollo Tropical is a brand new concept. It's a drive through. It's an express. And it'll be open at the entrance to Bell Mead. Right there in the 70s.
Awesome.
And I think they'll do great. And there's we're doing deals with businesses like that. We're still doing deals in the Design District. We're still working on some very important deals and moving into Wynwood in a serious way. We've let everybody, work that market for a long time and do all of their transactions and get the best out of it. But now we're getting lots of calls from the big boys asking us to come in and do what we do best, which is leasing.
Well, you solve problems, I think, is what you do best, Lyle.
Thank you.
I want to thank you so much for coming on. And one quick question, why'd you guys get involved with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation? We asked that to everybody on the show today.
It's my Jewish duty to start off, and we think that this group of professionals, whether they're Jewish or not, because probably half are and half aren't here, is just an incredible group of the who's who and the movers and the shakers, and the real foundation of Miami is behind those curtains right now.
Well, you go get in there with the real foundation of Miami behind the curtains. You go mix it up. You make it happen. There's a tenant in there that needs a lease, that needs you to make it happen. I want to thank you, Lyle Sharif, for all that you're doing to make our community great in both a charitable and business sense. Thank you so much, Lyle.
Thank you so much again for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. We're going to toss it to Wanda a little early for this segment. We're going to come back after this segment. We're going to have Vivian Free. We're going to talk about Vivian's search for a kidney donor.
Am I back on?
You're back on, Lyle.
Okay, so the Sharif website, we posted that on our Sharif Facebook page.
Oh, my gosh.
For your wife and to bring awareness. And as I read in a post that you had posted on my site, or posted that I read, that quote, I didn't get the quote right, but it's the most likely donor is a friend or
friend of a friend. It's right. Not going to be necessarily somebody we know, but it's probably going to be somebody that knows somebody we know. So it's one or two degrees of separation.
Right.
And it just expands the thing. You need to share it.
So that said, I posted this post to bring awareness that your wife is looking for a kidney donor that is it's something that we don't do. I know it's just a Facebook page, but we never really post about anything that we are not involved with business. And I found that this topic and this situation is very, very, very important and close to us. And I feel that anybody that's listening should go to Jim's website and just spread the word. Post. We have an incredible social environment out there, and it just takes one person. And just what does it take for you to post and let it go viral, and maybe it'll end up in the right hands and somebody knows somebody or somebody, just we're looking for a blessing. So
you're
again
a blessing.
No, but just tell them how to post this, where to
the
find
way
it.
You can find it on my Facebook page, Freed on Business. You can email me, Jim@FreedOnBusiness. You can go to Vivian Freed's Facebook page. But if you just go to, if you want information about how to help Vivian with her kidney transplant, just email r1125@renewal.org. Again, the best way to get information about Vivian and her kidney transplant is to send an email to r1125@renewal.org, and the rabbis at Renewal will help you get the information you need.
Jim, does everybody know your listeners and know that this is your wife and what you're going through? And
it's tough for me to explain.
Okay,
that.
But it's very hard. I'll let your audience know that this is very, very close to home. This is real. This is not a story. This is Vivian here, who's standing right next to us. This is not one of those campaigns that you just see that you don't know the person. Imagine if you were to do something as little as post on your Facebook page that somebody is looking for a kidney, and could you imagine if you were the one that was responsible for finding this kidney as a result of just a simple post. So if it's anywhere in your heart, or you could just make the effort to click, you know, go to my Facebook page, which is Sharif, C-H-A-R-I-F-F. You can search it, and you could see the post that we post, and I'm sure you can share that, or you can go to Jim's, and it's just a post, and it may help, you know, and that's just something that, you know, I know everything that you're doing, Jim, in your day-to-day and in your life, and everything is only for that. Yes. So I know you're not well and comfortable talking about it with your audience.
It's okay.
But again, just please, I mean, we're talking about saving a life. Somebody that's a beautiful person that's standing right next to me that is going through what you could not even imagine. It's inhumane, that, you know, and this is a fighter. This is somebody that's fighting to live, you know, that you can talk to, you can ask questions. It's not like, you know, they're down on the ground and they're not able to talk and they're taking their last breath. You can have a conversation with this person and learn who they are and maybe try to help them. Maybe with your own kidney or some, you know, or just posting on Facebook. That's
people
all.
Only need one kidney to live, and you don't need to be a match. All you need to do is be a qualified donor. If you don't match Vivian, the kidney goes up into the web or into the kidney registry, and a kidney comes out for Vivian. It's a blessing. She's been at it now for 3.5 years. It tears her up every single day. Her blood gets chilled to 45 degree temperatures just to keep her blood pressure so she doesn't die.
There you go. Just if you don't understand any of that, just go to these Facebook pages and do your part, and that's all you have to do, and, you know, just feel good about doing that. That's it. What does that take?
Well, Wanda, we didn't break early, but
I want to thank Lyle for this beautiful, what he's talked about. It's very hard to live like this, but I fight every day. But I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because like you say, it's only a post, and that's all it is. And one person will find out, and one person will be the blessing. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. Thank you, Lyle. Wanda, we're going to toss it to you. Then we're going to come back here live at the event. We're going to talk to Vivian for just a couple minutes. Lyle, God bless you. We love you. There's nothing more I could say, Lyle. We love you. We love our audience. We love everybody that's involved. And now stick with us around the corner. You'll hear about donating to Vivian's Kidney Fund and how you can help. And we'll be back after this. Wanda, it's yours. Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, or red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hey!
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, where are you going to go when you need a residential loan? You're going to give me a call at 305-773-6300. Give me a call, Jim Fried. Why? Because we're the best non-resident alien lender in town. That's right. If you're from Nicaragua, Brazil, Venezuela, Colombia, Argentina, heck, it doesn't matter, Canada. Hey, maybe you're a U.S. resident, but you did a short sale or have a pretty low credit score. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300, because I can help you. Hey, you need a private loan? You need to have something closed quickly right now to save yourself? Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300, because when you give me a call, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. We're back at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation's 19th Annual Sunset Over Miami. We've had a bunch of thought leaders from the Jewish Federation here in town. And now we're here to talk with the last segment with my love, Vivian Fried, because we're all here to help. Well, I'm here to help Vivian get a kidney transplant. Vivian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, honey, having me today.
I know that there was somebody you wanted to thank.
I want to thank Lyle Sharif for coming on the radio show and talking about how important it is to share my post. I've been on dialysis for over 3 years, and it's been a battle. But, of course, I stay very positive, and I have my rock, which has been the most amazing journey I have ever had with this person. But it's been very, very tough. In the past 4 months, I've lost my dad. My mom had a stroke. And I'm still living and going to dialysis every single day and seeing my mom at least 4 times a week, running and just doing it all, because you just have to do it. But I'm asking the community and everyone to please post and share and spread the word. I need a kidney to live. And it's very important that we come together and do it now, because I'm 3 years and 3 months into it, more than 3 years into it, and I'm close to the final point.
We don't want to talk about what the final point is, okay? The bottom line is that Vivian needs some help. She needs a kidney transplant. She's a very strong and wonderful person. She exists basically to bring light to the world, and we need to band together and get her a kidney. If you want to watch her personal story, you can go to WPLG.com and Google Vivian Fried. We had her on WPLG recently talking about her kidney problem, and we need to tell some people some facts. First of all, a person only needs one kidney to live. So every person that has two kidneys is a potential kidney donor. You do not need to be a match to be a donor. All you need to be is a qualified donor, because if your kidney does not match Vivian, it can match somebody else. And because of the way the kidney registry works, the kidney will come back out of the system and go to Vivian. So if you want information, you go to send an email. You email r1125@renewal.org. To get information about how you can help Vivian, you email r1125@renewal.org. Again, you email r1125@renewal.org to get information about how to help Vivian get a kidney. Now, Vivian, I want to talk a little bit about what you go through every day. What is it that you do on a daily basis when you wake up in the morning? How do you feel?
Well, I don't start the day well, but I'm very positive, and I have to say, just do it. Okay. And that's how I get up and okay. Start doing it.
Okay. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing? I do the same thing. In fact, I wasn't feeling good today, but I looked at it, looked at the picture that I have of you, and I said, if you can do it, I can do it. And in fact, I have that picture next to me at my office. Well, I can't make Facebook Live be perfect, but I can make our relationship as perfect as I can, and that's what I try to do. So, Vivian, if you, so then when you go to dialysis, what do they do to you at dialysis that helps you survive?
They stick a 15-inch needle on my left fistula.
Your arm.
In my left arm, and I sit there for, depending on the day, basically 3.5 to 4 hours a day, cleaning my blood and taking the liquid out. And after that, I feel very dehydrated, but I still have an agenda. I still have my husband I need to feed, and I still have my mom I need to go see. And the world keeps going on, and I need to start to just get up and do it, and I do it.
Now, what special things do they do to make sure that you don't crash while you're on dialysis and pass?
Well, I take a lot of caffeine, which gets you nauseous eventually, and then I take blood pressure medicine, and sometimes they have to stop the liquid because the blood pressure goes down to 6851, which is almost
dead. Right. You almost die every day during dialysis.
Yeah, I almost die every day almost at dialysis. And then they have to stop the liquids.
Okay. And then one time you took a medicine that wasn't easily dialyzed that we didn't know about, and it took five people to keep you from going crazy. So it's a very difficult circumstance that this dialysis has. So again, I want to tell people, you only need one kidney to live. So anybody with two kidneys is a potential donor. And you do not need to be a matching donor, because it doesn't need to be a match. All you need to do is be a qualified donor, and then you can have your kidney go into the paired donor exchange. So if people want information, you go and you send an email to r1125@renewal.org. Again, for information on how you can help Vivian to live. That's right, live. You want to give the gift of life? You want to get sealed in the book of life? This is the way to do it. You go to r1125@renewal.org. You send them that email, and that's how you do it. That's how you help Vivian stay alive. You email r1125, and you get information, and then you can hopefully help the most beautiful, wonderful person on the face of the earth, whose only desire in life is to just do good by everybody. I want to thank you for being my wife, honey.
I want to thank you for being my rock.
I love you so much. I want to thank our guests today. I want to thank the Greater Miami Jewish Federation. I want to thank the CCIMs, Kind Snacks, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Spectrum Mortgage, UHealth. I want to thank my wife. She's the best there is. I want to thank you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. I want to thank Magnum Energy Solutions also. Go to our community, be our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. But most of all, share the posts about
Lyle.
Vivian. Lyle Sharif. I want to thank Lyle Sharif. But share the post. Share, share, share. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this.
Who takes you to the top and is there for you every